This is Christian Meditation for a Bigger Life, where you can break through the distractions, stop, listen, and experience God's presence through biblically guided imagination. I'm Dave Cover. I want to help you with Christian meditation so you can draw near to God and get the stress and anxiety out of your mind and out of your heart and out of your body so you can live a bigger life. The best way to do this is to lie flat on your back if you can. Otherwise, just sit comfortably in a chair. Either way, uncross your legs and arms. And if you can, close your eyes. Take in a deep breath in through your nose, sending the air deep into your belly. Deep breath. And as you breathe out, try to have your out breath be longer than your in breath. And see if you can get a slow, calm rhythm of breathing going. Breathing in through your nose, into your belly. And breathing out a longer, calm out breath. Breathing in. Deep into your belly. And as you breathe out, see if you can focus your mind on feeling your body from within. Just becoming aware of feeling your body from within. Each in-breath deeply into your belly. And each time you breathe out, try to focus your mind on feeling the sensation of your body letting go a little bit more with each out-breath. You're feeling the sensation of your body letting go, dropping, muscles releasing tension, tightness. Breathing in deep breaths into your belly through your nose. And each longer out-breath, focusing your mind on imagining every cell in your body falling toward the ground. Breathing in deep, in-breaths into your belly. And with each out-breath, focusing on your body letting go, your face. No longer having to present a face to the world, but you can let your face fall, your cheeks drop, your jaw drop, your scalp muscles loosen, release. And it can feel good to feel this sensation of your body letting go, dropping, easing everywhere. And as you focus your mind on feeling that sensation, there's a kind of feedback loop where it causes your body to relax even more as you focus your mind on feeling the sensation of your body relaxing. Sometimes it begins to feel a little bit like you're floating, this sensation of your body letting go of the anxiety, the tension you've been probably unconsciously putting there. If you're like me, you probably are never aware of stress, tightness, tension, anxiety. You're not feeling it, but your body is feeling it. Your muscles are tense. Your face muscles are tight. Your shoulder tense, abdomen tight. You're not aware, but your body is keeping that tension, holding it. And so part of a good Christian meditation session is to just begin by releasing that tension throughout your body. Purposefully, intentionally, cognitively releasing that tightness all throughout your body. Breathing in, a deep breath into your belly and breathing out this sensation of every cell in your body just releasing and letting go. It's an imagination, like your body becoming like water. Every part of your body just letting go and falling toward the ground. Feeling that in your face, in your arms and legs, your shoulders, your back, your abdomen, your hips. You're always putting your imagination into your body. When I say imagination, I'm talking about the story you envision your life in, how you're interpreting circumstances in your life and the story you see your life in. That envisioning, that imagined reality, that envisioned reality in your mind is always being put into your body. Muscles tightening, chemicals being released. It's just a fact. It's like when you wake up from a dream that was very active, maybe tense, scary, stressful. When you wake up, you feel that stress in your body. Maybe your heart is racing, your body is sweating, muscles are tight. You have to take a breath and say, that was just a dream. It was all just in your mind. None of it was actually happening. It was your imagination putting that physiology into your body. And we're doing that all throughout the day, whether consciously or not. Always putting our image of what's happening into our body. The reason why Christian meditation is so helpful, so important to us as Christians, is that it helps us envision reality, the reality God promises us in His Word. And to put that imagined, envisioned reality into our body. So we've been looking at verses that talk about the very essence of every moment in our life. We're given life by God's Spirit. Every breath we breathe, we're given the breath of God to live. And so, in the Old Testament book of Zechariah, in the Hebrew Scriptures, we call it the Old Testament, Zechariah chapter 12, verse 1, the Lord is the one who stretches out the heavens, who lays the foundation of the earth, and who forms the human spirit within a person. Now you might be thinking, duh, of course God does all that. But when you really connect the dots, put all that together, like this verse is saying, it's saying that the same one, the same mind, that created the entire universe, all the laws of physics, also specifically created you. You are infinitely important because God is infinite. If you're important to Him, you are infinitely important because He's infinite. You are infinitely important to the one who created this entire universe. It's unfathomable how big the universe is and how complex the laws of physics are. And He specifically created you, that same mind, the same one, specifically created you to be a you, to be specifically you in His creation. In other words, you were intentionally made. Not by accident, not by chance, but intentional. Now we think of all the random events that had to take place for a you to exist, and yet, in the mystery of the Bible, the complexity of who God is, somehow in all that, God is specifically creating a you. He's behind all that. He specifically created you to be in His creation forever, forever. There's a real you that is in His image that He is transforming you into. That's what your life is all about. This forever story that He's forming you into through all the apparently random circumstances in your life. God sees all the moving parts and uses all the moving parts. Somehow, in combination with our free will and our choices, and the free will choices of others, somehow God is still orchestrating all of it. We're not going to understand it, but He is orchestrating all of that to conform, to transform you into this forever image. That's the bigger story your life is in every single moment, every single circumstance. The Lord is the one who stretches out the heavens. He created the universe with all its laws of physics and all its vastness, all its complexity and beauty. And it goes on, it says, who lays the foundation of the earth. In other words, He established the laws of nature and everything about this earth. And it goes on, it says, and who forms the human spirit within a person. It just goes from the greater to the lesser, so to speak, but not really lesser, almost the bigger to the more important. The God that created this universe, all of it is part of creating you, specifically you, forever. That's why that verse in the last book of the Bible, strange comment that Jesus says, Revelation chapter 2, verse 17, Jesus says to this church, to the one who is victorious. Now, what He means by that is what He just got through saying four verses earlier in verse 13, where He says, you remain true to my name. You did not renounce your faith in me. So He's talking about being victorious, being people who remain true to His name, remain true to our faith in Him. He says, I will give that person a white stone with a new name written on it, known only to the one who receives it. This white stone is an ancient practice in those days where if you won a competition, you would get a white stone that was like a trophy. But it was also your ticket into the victor's banquet. This is an image of being part of the messianic banquet, this image of the kingdom of God, this picture of those who are part of this new humanity when Christ returns and we have our resurrected bodies on a renewed, resurrected earth. To have this white stone with a new name written on it, known only to the one who receives it. This new name idea, this new identity, is an old wisdom, even in the Hebrew Scriptures, in the Old Testament, in Isaiah 56:5, God says, to them, to those who are His people, to them I will give within my temple and its walls a memorial and a name better than sons and daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that will endure forever. God says, I will give those in the kingdom of God, this new creation, the new humanity, an everlasting name that will endure forever. An identity that is the real you that God has in mind right now and is transforming you into, even now. All the circumstances, all the uncertainties, difficulties, failures, successes in your life are Him building you into this new name, new identity. And in all these circumstances, they are the opportunity for you to remain true to His name in spite of the difficulties, in spite of the worries, anxieties, fears, to hold fast to Him, trust Him. He knows what He's doing. It's the same mind that created the entire universe, sustains every atom in the entire universe. It's the same mind that specifically creates the spirit within a person, created your spirit, created your body, created you, and is the same mind who is transforming you into this new name, this new identity that no longer has brokenness, no longer has this broken reality where you're your worst enemy, but instead a new name, a name of shalom, a name of flourishing, a name of glory and beauty, love, power, transformed into the true image. God has in mind this new name known only between you and Him, this intimate name, just between you and Him, this specific name, only for you. The God that created this universe has a name only between you and Him He has in mind. Just imagine that, feel that, breathing in this breath that God gives you right now in this moment into your belly, deep breath. And as you breathe out, feel the rest that comes from knowing God has a specific name only for you, known only between you and Him. You are infinitely important to God, specifically important to God. And every circumstance in your life is intentionally important to God to transform you into this new identity in Christ. God knows what He's doing in every moment in your life, and you can trust Him. You can remain true to His name so that you can have your new name known only between you and Him that is an everlasting identity, a forever reality. That's the bigger story your life is in this moment. That's the better story your life is in every uncertain moment in your life. God knows what He's doing. The mind that created this universe is specifically involved in your life. He specifically created you. A specific identity for you. So take in a deep breath. And as you slowly, calmly breathe out, hear these words from Zechariah 12:1. The Lord is the one who stretches out the heavens, who lays the foundation of the earth, and who forms the human spirit within a person. Hear these words of Jesus in Revelation 2:17. To the one who is victorious, I will give that person a white stone with a new name written on it, known only to the one who receives it.
Thanks for listening to Christian Meditation for a Bigger Life. If you found this podcast helpful, please give us a rating in your podcast app so others can find it more easily. It really does help. And consider sharing this episode with a friend. Our audio engineers are Diego Huaman and Matthew Matlack. Look for new episodes each Tuesday and Thursday morning.